Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We are speaking with an amazing gentleman, Mr. Chad Byers. This is the fourth installment of a four-part interview series where we've gone through and gotten to know who Chad Byers is. Chad Byers is a fitness model champion, and he did it as 100% vegan. We just went through his entire nutrition regimen, and he just explored and explained to us his implementation of a concept called intermittent fasting and how he uses it to create a rock-solid physique, keeping the fat down and the muscle high. And now today, he's going to share with us, exercise by exercise, set by set, rep by rep, exactly what his workout routine is to combine with that nutrition regimen to make the awesome physique that he has. So let's bring him back, Chad Byers. How you doing, my friend?
Good. How are you?
I'm geeked as all heck right now. Just listening to you describe to me what your nutrition regimen is just so fascinating. I mean, if you haven't already, you got to check out episodes 2 and 3 where he talks about the nutrition regimen, his nutrition schedule. It's something I've never ever seen before for a guy that looks as amazing as him and what he's accomplished. Obviously, it's an award-winning physique that he's created, and he's done it in a way that requires only three meals. And check this out, virtually no supplements, none. And even better, it requires more fruit than I have ever eaten in one day, which is all, I mean, it almost sounds too good to be true. And before now, here's what's important. And Chad, tell me if you agree. Before you even attempt anything like this, let's make sure you understand the type of training that you must combine with it in order for that to create the physique that you want. So that's what we're going to be discussing today. So does that sound good, Chad?
Yeah, sounds
let's,
great.
Let's do it, brother. So what does your workouts look like?
Well, I do strength training workouts every other day. So depending on the week, it's either 3 or 4 times a week. And then, I'll do my conditioning workouts on those off days. But I don't always do conditioning workouts, just depending on, like I was preparing for this competition, this past competition last weekend, then I kind of stepped up my conditioning workouts, but usually I may only do like one conditioning workout a week, depending on how I feel. My strength training workouts are focused. I focus on compound multi-joint lifts. So I don't do a typical bodybuilder workout, like a split routine that you'll see most guys do or in the magazines, where people might do like chest and, you know, arms or something like that, or back and biceps or legs or something like that. I don't split up my body parts. Mm. I do a whole body workout every time.
Well, let me understand this. So how many rest days a week do you take?
Well, it depends. It could be 2, it could be 1, it could be 3. It just depends on how I feel that day or that week. But I take one day off in between every strength training day, and then depending on how I feel about the conditioning, I may do those on those off days.
Wow! So you're saying you're only working out 4 to 6 times a week tops?
Yes.
That's amazing! Oh my god! And on your off day, I mean on your rest days, are you eating the same way that you described to me in the previous episode? The previous 2 episodes. So you're still having those
days.
Giganto freaking fruit smoothies and green smoothies.
Yes.
Jeez, Louise. Now on the rest days, how does your diet change really fast? I mean, I know you start off with meal 1 with a giant salad and the giant green smoothie, right?
Right.
Okay, and
so
then meal 2.
So that would be another green. So it would be the same basically as a conditioning day for me.
Conditioning day.
My rest day.
Wow. and then freaking piling on the fruit at nighttime.
Right.
Oh my God. That's so cool. Okay. All right, let's keep going. All right, so you've got strength days and conditioning days. Let's start with your strength days.
Okay. So if let's say it's a Monday, I'll do basically three exercises, hitting total body. And I do heavy weights. So as heavy as I can go, I do 5 sets of 5 reps for everything. So if it's a squat day, then I'll squat. I'll warm up. I do a couple warm-up sets, you know, getting up to my weight. So I may start out with, you know, like 135 on the bar, then go up to 185, 225, and maybe even go, you know, and then I'll go into my work weight, which could be anywhere from 285 to, you know, 315.
Now, you doing any? Are you doing five repetitions during your warm-ups too, or are you doing more repetitions?
Five.
Wow.
Five reps
All right.
for everything.
Five yeah. reps, just for even for the warm-ups. All right, so now when you say 5 sets, do those include your warm-up sets, or are those in addition to your warm-up sets?
Those are in addition. Those are just the work sets. So, like, let's say if I'm working out that day with, you know, 300 on squat, well, I'll do 5 sets of 300. All those warm-up sets aren't included.
Ah, okay, got it. And that's it? Just 3 exercises, heavy as possible, 5 sets of 5, adding 2 to 3 5-rep warm-up sets in, and you're done?
And then I'm done, yeah. So, but it takes
awesome. Takes
a little bit longer. I mean, it sounds short, but it takes a little bit longer because you're resting longer in between sets. You know, when you're going heavy, your nervous system is really being taxed. So I may rest, you know, 2 to 3 minutes in between each set. Versus doing like a high volume workout where it's, you know, 10 to 12 reps and then resting maybe 30 seconds or 15 or 20 seconds between sets and then going again. So for these heavy lifting days, I'm focusing on strength. And the 5-rep range really does that. So if most people, when they're doing strength workouts, like if I was doing, like, let's say like a powerlifting competition or something like that, where they're focusing on strictly just lifting as heavy as you can, well, you train differently for those. You may only do, you know, 1 to 3 reps mm-hmm. because you're focusing on building strength.
Yeah.
And for people that are looking to build muscle, then the rep ranges are usually a little bit higher, excuse me, like 8 to 12 reps. And then mm-hmm. over that is muscular endurance. So I'm looking to do both strength, to build strength and build muscle. So I found that the best rep range is right around 5 or so. So you kind of get the best of both worlds, strength and hypertrophy.
All right, so you got Monday. Now, what are the exercises that you're doing?
So squat. So I'll do a lower body. So either a squat, deadlift, or barbell lunge. Those are usually my main lifts that I do for lower body. And then I'll do an upper body push, which is usually a bench press or an overhead press. Or like a decline or something like that.
Overhead press, you mean like a shoulder press?
Yeah, shoulder press, like an overhead shoulder press with the barbell. Or I'll do a dip, so a parallel bar, weighted parallel bar dips. And those are the 3 exercises I do for chest. Now, those aren't on the same day, but those are throughout the week.
Throughout the week, right. So you do 3 exercises. So you're going to pick 1 exercise out of each category, right? So you've got your lower body, and then anterior or, you know, front of the upper body, and then I'm guessing what, the back next?
And a pull, yeah. So it'll be some kind of row, bent over row, barbell row, T-bar row, or it'll be a weighted pull-up.
All right, so you've got them broken down into, you're either squatting, you're going to be squatting, pushing, and pulling during
right.
one of these workouts, and you're going to choose out of the variety of exercises, 1 for each category. Am I right?
Yeah.
Beautiful. I love how simple it is, Chad. I mean, I'm just telling you, simple is easy, and you know, I love it. You're just a shiny example of how incredible just keeping it simple and how effective that could be.
Yeah, and these are compound multi-joint movements. So, you know, although I am, you know, doing a row, I'm still working biceps at the same time. And I think that's more beneficial than sitting there and doing a bicep curl because I'm able to move more weight. And so I'm able to lift heavier weights by doing a row. It's more beneficial to the back of the biceps. I'm hitting the shoulders. At the same time, I'm getting core because I have to stabilize the, you know, if I'm bent over, I have to stabilize using my core. So it's really a total body workout. And I think that's more beneficial because I'm hitting larger muscle groups. I'm able to burn more calories. I'm able to get stronger, recruit more muscle fibers versus isolating, you know, muscle groups, chest, triceps, shoulders.
And your rest intervals in between the sets, are you resting as long as you need to feel ready, or is that timed?
Yeah, so as long as I need to be able to do the next set for 5 reps. If I'm not able to get 5 reps on that next set, then I'll rest a little bit longer for the following sets.
Got it.
2 to 3 minutes, and I'll usually try to time them, keep track of them, so that I'm. It helps me to kind of pace my workouts better that way too.
That's amazing. So you bust out a real hard gut busting set. Put the weight down and just kind of chill until you're ready to do it again.
Yeah, I'll usually just stretch or foam roll or something in between.
Mm-hmm.
So that way I don't have to do that at the end of the workout. So I will just kind of get more done. So I'll stretch throughout the workout.
That's smart. And let me guess. So Wednesday is going to be your next strength training day, right? If you work out on Monday? And then Friday after that?
And then Friday.
And then possibly Sunday?
Sunday, yeah.
And then possibly Sunday. And then when you come back on Wednesday, you're just going to pick an exercise that you didn't do the day before.
Right. So Wednesday will and what I'll usually do is I'll alternate between a heavy lifting day and then a lighter day that's a higher volume day. But a higher rep day. So Monday was a heavy squat bench row day. Well, then Wednesday is going to be maybe a lighter. I'll do like a barbell lunge or something like that, but with higher reps. So maybe 10 to 12 reps, and then I'll do the same thing with a chest exercise. So maybe it's like a. Or a shoulder exercise, which incorporates like an overhead press or like a military press for so same thing, but higher rep, 10 to 12 reps. And then I'll hit back and then I'll do either pull up variations or a row for higher rep, 10 to 12 reps.
And how many so sets are you doing on these days?
So I'll do three to five sets, each exercise.
And you're, you're just choosing one exercise per category, squat, push, pull, right?
Right.
All right. And then rest interval in between sets?
So those are short rests, maybe only like 15, 20 seconds between each. And sometimes I'll do them in a circuit. So instead of doing all of the lower body and then going to all of upper body push, all of upper body pull, I'll put them in a circuit, so I'm doing them in a sequence. So one exercise after the other, and then coming back and doing three to five rounds.
And then you're throwing as much weight on as possible to get. Are you going to muscular failure with each set?
Yeah, so I'm doing as much weight as heavy as I can go for 10 to 12 reps. So I do. I call this kind of metabolic resistance training. So it's getting the heart going at the same time. So it's kind of depleting the muscle glycogen stores that are in the muscle.
Yeah.
But it's still in that rep range of 10 to 12, which is good for hypertrophy for building muscle.
And then and then Friday.
So Friday will be another heavy day. Where I would do kind of what I didn't get to do the rest of the week. So maybe I focused on, you know, chest, upper part of my chest. I'll do lower part of my chest, which would be like heavy weighted dips. And then focusing on the glutes, hamstrings, so the pull, lower body pull, a deadlift. So I'll do a heavy deadlift. five sets of five reps, and then I'll do a back exercise. So depending on what I did Monday and Wednesday, then this is the T-bar row day, or maybe this is the weighted pull-up day, but it's as heavy as I can go for five sets of five reps.
How do you like to do your deadlifts? You like to do them? Do you like to bring the weight all the way down, hit the ground, and then lift it right back up?
Yeah, touch the ground.
And then as soon as that, do you let the weight go completely on the ground, or do you kind of get a little bounce off it and then bring it back up?
I don't get much of a bounce, but I do let it touch, and then I pull again. So it's not a complete dead stop. But it's not. I lower the bar down slow, so I'm not dropping the bar down, letting it bounce off, and using that momentum. I'm touching the ground and then coming back up.
So it's a little tap and then right back up.
Yeah.
Good deal, man. All right. So that summarized. And then if you do work out on Sunday, is that a medium or a heavy workout?
Then that would be another higher volume, lighter day, so 10 to 12 rep workout, probably another circuit or AMRAP. So I may have three or four exercises that I do all 10 reps, and then I go through those as many rounds as I can for time. So I might set the timer at like 30 minutes and then have a pull-up, a push-up, maybe some kind of core exercise, and maybe like a tire squat or a lunge. And then I'll do as many rounds of those four exercises as I can, 10 reps for 30 minutes.
Nice.
So really getting as much volume as I can. So maybe total sets, I might be able to do 9 or 10 rounds in 30 minutes. So the volume has increased, and I've done almost 100 reps for every exercise.
Dude, okay, 9 or 10 rounds. So you're talking 9 to 10 sets per exercise
right.
on this day. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So you're just kicking up the volume. Now, this is not, you don't do this every week, do you?
Well, typically, like the workouts that I do are really the same workouts that I do at my gym, like for all my members.
Mm.
So they're actually doing my workouts when they come in. Because people ask me that. They're like, so what do you do for your workouts? Where do you work out at? I'm like, I do the same things you guys are doing. So my workouts are basically the same. When my members come in, they do the workout that's up on the board. Well, yeah, I either did that workout the day before, or I'm going to do it that afternoon. So it's usually some kind of circuit or AMRAP that we do for those higher volume days.
AMRAP stands for?
As many rounds as possible.
Awesome.
And we usually do it for time. So if our timed workouts might be 20 or 30 minutes, there might be three or four exercises that you do for a set number of reps, 10 to 12 reps, and then you do as many rounds as possible in that time.
Badass. All right, so
someone who really wants to get after it, they can bust through those workouts, not taking any rest in between sets. They're just going from one exercise to the next. They just keep going and going. And they may be able to get 9 or 10 rounds, but someone else may need more time in between. So they may take 30 to 40 seconds rest between exercises, and they might only get, three or four rounds in. So it just depends on the person and how much they want to try to accomplish in that workout, how hard they want to push themselves.
Now that's a strength training day for you, or is that conditioning?
Yeah, that's a strength training day.
All right, awesome. So you're still using as much weight as possible. All right, well, so let's talk about what your conditioning days look like.
Okay. So conditioning is always fasted for me. It's always in the morning before I eat. And
you only do that one or two times a week, right, tops?
Right, once or twice a week, unless I'm training for something. When I was training for the Austin Fit Magazine Fittest competition that was in June, this past June, I had about 2 weeks to train for it, and so I was doing, it was like 12 events. There was a mile run, 40-yard dash, there were some other things. And so I was training, I was doing more conditioning for that, preparing for that competition because it was more specific.
Mm.
But generally when I'm doing something like a physique competition, then depending on how lean I am, then I'll kind of gauge on how much conditioning I want to add in.
Oh, cool. All right. All right. So what's a conditioning workout?
Conditioning workout varies every time. So it's always a high intensity intervals, anywhere from 30 to 40 seconds of work for each exercise. And then anywhere from 0 to 15 to 20 seconds of rest between exercises. So I like to vary them up and do sometimes I'll do a circuit. I may put, have 4, 5, 6 exercises in a circuit that would include maybe like a shuttle run. It may include some type of the battling ropes. I like to use the battling ropes for conditioning. Mm-hmm. So they're weighted. If you've seen them, they're like inch and a half.
Yeah.
Ropes. They look like climbing ropes. They weigh about 30 pounds each, and you can do a variety of exercises with them. Really great for conditioning the whole body. Rowing machines. I have rowing machines at the gym, so I like to incorporate those into the conditioning workouts. Even kettlebells, like swings, things like that, that really get the heart going. And then jump rope. Any kind of plyometrics, box jumps. So just a variety of things that I may go through, and I'll change up the workout. So it's not always the same workout. It's not always the same exercises, and it's not always the same amount of work, not always the same amount of time. So everything is constantly changing. So I change all those variables.
Beautiful. So the guidelines are 4 to 5 exercises per circuit. You're typically doing 30 to 40 seconds of work with none to 20 seconds of rest, and the exercises are very highly functional, full body.
Right.
It sounds like pretty fast paced too.
Yeah. So like I forgot, I also like to do burpees, things like that. So I'll throw those in too. But so that might be a circuit, and then
how many rounds do you go with the circuit? You got 4 to 5 exercises. How many complete rounds do you do?
About 4 to 6 rounds.
Nice.
So it takes about it's anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes for the conditioning workout.
And then you're done.
And then sort of. So then I rest about 3 to 5 minutes after, and then I'll finish up with 10 minutes of a steady state cardio. So either 10 minutes of a steady pace of either running on the rower or jumping rope.
Okay, 10 minutes steady state. Got it. And then are you trying to keep your intensity level at a certain pace, trying to go really hard or lower or right in the middle?
A lower intensity for those 10 minutes. Just think of like an easy jog or an easy row. So on the rowing machine, I go by the watts that are on the rowing machine. So I try to keep it 100 watts or over 100 watts. So a steady pace, but not at the intensity that we were doing the workout, the conditioning workout. So, and the reason why that's beneficial is because during that conditioning workout, that high intensity interval, that's the trigger. That's what we need to kind of trigger the release of fatty acids into the bloodstream. Mm-hmm. And so once those fatty acids are in the bloodstream, if you stop and you don't do anything after the conditioning workout, then your body can reabsorb those fatty acids. So that 10 minutes of steady state cardio at the end helps to use those fatty acids that are now circulating through the blood.
Fascinating. All right. Is that it for the workouts?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, so let me summarize this. Let me make sure I got this right. So you achieved the physique that you have right now by combining your 3-meal-a-day nutrition regimen. You're not just 3 meals, but it's 3 completely 100% whole foods-based natural meals, where the only thing that's unnatural about it is maybe 2 Lara bars that you would eat on your strength training days. And you would combine that with your workout routine, which is typically 3 to 4 strength training days, which alternate between heavy low volume and light high volume. And then you'd throw in 1 to 2 fasted conditioning workouts, which would only last about 20 to 30 minutes, and then adding another 10 minutes of steady state cardio to the end of it. Is that it? Am I missing anything?
That is it.
Oh my God. That is so beautiful. I mean, it's just, it's so elegant. It's so simple. My God, I think you've created something quite magical here, Chad. I would have never known that you could get that shredded, ripped, and muscular doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I think it's. I think a lot of people do way more than they need to. You know, I hear the term overtraining a lot, but I think a lot of people do more than is necessary. I think a lot of people are so busy nowadays that they think that that's what it takes. They have to be in the gym 24/7. They have to be doing it all the time, and so they would rather not do anything. But I'm trying to show people that, you know, yeah, I have a busy schedule. I know everybody has a busy schedule. How do you find the time to get into the gym? Well, it really doesn't take that much time. If you're doing it every other day, strength training, and then a conditioning workout a couple times a week for 30 minutes, you can get it in, and you can get out, and you can get on with your life. It doesn't have to be, take up everything, you know, all your time.
Well, you're a living example of that. I have to ask the question, have you ever taken or do you take any performance-enhancing drugs?
No, I don't. You know, the competitions that we do are natural. They're drug-free, and we go in and we take a polygraph test. They have to, it's funny, they make us pay for it, too. They charge us $50 to go in there and take the polygraph test, and then after, so all the competitors do that, and then after the competition, as soon as they get the top three people come off stage, then they drug test us right there.
Oh wow! Oh my God! Yeah. Well, that's not fair. I think the polygraph test is a good one, but I think if you pass it, you shouldn't have to pay.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think, and I don't know how accurate those tests are. I don't know anything about them really, but. I understand the drug test, and I'm glad it's drug tested, because I think a lot of natural bodybuilding competitions aren't, and I'm not sure how natural they really are.
And what so, they have to, you know, they pull your blood and send it to a lab, and how quickly?
It's just urine test.
Oh, just urine test. Okay, and how quickly do they come up with the results? Is it right there on the spot?
No, they sent it off. I think last year it took a few weeks for the results. Maybe it was like 2 weeks for the results to come back, and then another couple weeks for them to actually send us our check. Because the division I was in was where it was prize money in it.
Yeah. Right. Right. Okay. All right. It's fascinating. I got to tell you, man. This has been just absolutely eye-opening and remarkable. I think this will go down as one of the most remarkable and attention-getting episodes that we've ever put up on the Vegan Body Revolution Show. And I got to thank you from the bottom of my heart for just your generosity. I mean, you're just an amazing guy. You've got a big heart, and you've got so much knowledge. And what I love, you've got so much experience to share. I love that you're just kind of a mad scientist with your own body, and you've put things together that just completely go against the grain. I mean, it's one thing. I mean, we've all done this in the vegan community. Us being able to get fit on a vegan diet, that by itself goes against the grain and flies in the face of so many experts. But what you've done within the vegan diet is just nothing short of phenomenal. And I applaud you for that.
Well, thank you.
Sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. What were you going to say?
And I hope that people can see that it's, you know, there's not just one way. It's like I was telling people, it's like when you do a math problem in high school or college, you know, it's like there's an answer, there's one answer, but there's many ways to get to that answer. And so I think the same thing is with diet, nutrition, with training. Not everybody does it the same way. Even the guys on the plant build team, I was talking to them this week, asking them about their diet, their training. Everybody does something different. There's just not one right way to do something. So I think that if people see that there's another way, there's an alternative that maybe people haven't even thought of or tried before, it may work better for them than something that they're already doing.
Well, in my first degree, well, it was a bachelor's in computer science with a minor in mathematics. And when you mention the math problem, a lot of my college time was spent solving proofs. We got to come up with proofs, and there's a lot of different proofs and ways to prove that a mathematical equation is exactly what it says it is. And the reason that's important is because we have to kind of carry that over to computer science. Now, I don't want to get too technical, but really what it boils down to is this, that there are so many different ways to arrive at the same solution. But in computer science and in math, and what my goal is for fitness is to continue to arrive or evolve down to the most simple and elegant method or solution that gives you the same result. And you, my friend, have presented one of the most elegant and simple solutions to get some of the best results that I've ever seen in the entire vegan fitness and bodybuilding arena. So I thank you for that.
Oh, no problem. Anytime.
All right. So let's talk a little bit more about your business, your company, what you're doing right now, and what you got going on in the future.
Awesome. So I'm a trainer. I have a gym here in Austin. It's called Beyond Fit. It's a plant-based gym. And like I told you earlier that a lot of our members here are vegan, are plant-based, but we have some that aren't, that do eat meat. So we'll let them work out too. I'm hoping that once they see, you know, what can be achieved and accomplished with a plant-based diet, that they'll hopefully kind of transition and maybe add in more of those whole plant-based foods into their diets. So I've been around for a year in Austin here at this location. Before that, I was an elementary PE teacher, like you kind of touched on at the beginning. And that's how I started the boot camps. I started free boot camps for teachers. And I really like to keep things affordable. So when I was teaching, you know, a lot of teachers live paycheck to paycheck. So really wanted to keep fitness and health affordable for people. So I believe that the rates that we have at the gym are probably the lowest that you're going to find in Austin for what you get, for everything that you get in the group classes and the group training. We offer strength and conditioning classes. They're basically the same workouts that I do on my own that we do at the gym. We just do it in a group environment. So we do strength training on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then we'll do conditioning classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. On the weekends, I offer free community workouts. So it may be a free boot camp or a TRX class. So anybody can come into the gym and train for free on the weekends, see kind of what it's like. I'm offering you know, a week free workout just for people to get in and kind of try it and see what it is. I think when people see the pictures on the website and they see the Facebook posts and the Twitter, they see all the stuff and everybody's busting their butt in the gym, maybe they're a little bit intimidated. I get a lot of calls from people asking me, you know, it's like, I haven't worked out in forever. Do you have a beginner class or do you have an intermediate class or something like that? And I say, no, all our classes are the same. No matter what your fitness level, when you come in, if you're new to the class, you know, I show you exactly what to do. I can maybe modify the exercises for you. It's at your own pace. So we have people that have never worked out before, never done any kind of strength training, deadlifts, you know, things like that. They don't know, you know, when they go in the gym, they were just stuck on the treadmill and the cardio machines. They're intimidated by what they see in the weight room. So I'm trying to bring that to people that have never done it before in a group environment where I'm there. I'm constantly watching their form and coaching them. So we do that at the gym 5 days a week, free classes on the weekend. In addition to that, I compete bodybuilding competition. So I did these last two at the Naturally Fit Show here in Austin. This year with a plant-built team. Next year we're doing it again. It's going to be even bigger. Hoping to get more members on the team. I'm actually going to be doing the bodybuilding competition next year, so I'm not no longer going to be doing the physique and fit model class. I'm going to be competing with the big guys up on stage, getting to flex and have some fun. What else is going on? The Vegan Health and Fitness magazine was there this past weekend covering the show. So I'll be featured in the magazine along with all the other guys and girls on the plant-built team. And it's going to show exactly kind of what I talked to you today about, my diet, my workouts. Everything's going to be in there as well as all the other competitors. In January, I'm going to be speaking. Last year, I told you I went out to the New Year, New Health Fest in Marshall, Texas. That's where I heard Dr. Campbell and Robert Cheek speak. Lindsey Nixon was out there. So this year they've invited me to come out there and speak and also do some fitness for them. So I'm going to be going out there January, I believe it's the 14th through the 16th. But you can check their website. I think it's newyearnewyouhealthfest.com. It's in Marshall, Texas. So if anybody's in Texas and they want to come out and hear me speak, ask me some questions or try out some of the workouts, I'm going to be doing those in January of 2014. So that's what's going on now. Hopefully there'll be some more stuff coming up pretty soon. I'm going to be doing with some of my members at the gym, we're going to be doing the Tough Mudder. I don't know if you've heard of that race. It's like a 12-mile obstacle course kind of race.
Yeah.
So we're going to be doing that over kind of for fun. But
well, I'm checking out your website right now. Your website is beyondfitaustin.com. And on there, there's tons of pictures. It's got all your rate information. And there's also video. I think it looks like here there's a video of your big green meat-free muscle green smoothie that you make.
Yeah, that's right. I've got that's a link to my YouTube channel. But there's going to be that. There are some other recipes that show me making that, but that's my smoothie recipe. So if people want to go check it out, they can go to the website, click on the nutrition link, and you can see that video. And one thing I forgot, so I'm sponsored now. I'm sponsored athlete with Vegan Health and Fitness, Robert Cheek's website, veganbodybuildingandfitness.com. So now I'll be posting every month. I'll be posting articles to the website, videos, photos, so any kind of updates, especially with the training that I'm doing now. I'm getting ready to kind of tweak my diet a little bit. You know, my diet has been able to, and my workouts have been able to get me to where I'm at now. But now that I'm going into bodybuilding, I need to put on a little bit more size. So I'm going to be kind of tweaking my diet a little bit in order to try to get in additional calories. Right now, I'm kind of at the limit with 3 meals a day where I can go. So I'm going to be kind of experimenting with myself and seeing how I need to tweak my diet in order to gain another 20 pounds of lean muscle. So I'll be posting those updates on Vegan Bodybuilding and Fitness website. So you guys can go check that out.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to seeing how that progresses, and we'll have you back on the show. So once you've figured out the secret to your next level of muscle mass, let's get you back on the show so you can share what changes you made to your diet that you described to get there. I can't wait to see you in 2014 when you're competing on the bodybuilding stage. That's going to be amazing, Chad. Well, buddy, you've been just so generous. Again, I thank you. Thank you so much for all the time that you've given me and my audience. Everybody's going to love this episode. I'll tell you this right now. And thank you so much for sharing your information and telling us how we can follow you. And so again, Chad's website is beyondfitaustin.com, and from there you can view video, you can see pictures, you can find out more about his studio, and you can also find out how to connect with him on Facebook and Twitter as well. So Chad, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's been an absolute honor having you on the show. Before we go, are there any last words of advice or inspiration that you'd love to give to our audience?
I think if people can just, if they aren't plant-based now, just trying to add in some additional things into their diet. It's not about taking or giving up things. It's about adding in. So just keep that. Keep adding into your diet more healthy fruits and vegetables. And try to keep training and getting after it 100%. I think if people really focus on the diet and they add in the training component, it'll really work for them.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, folks, there you have it, Mr. Chad Byers. He shared with us his complete nutrition and training regimen. We got to know a little bit about his story, about how he became vegan, and taught us about his application of intermittent fasting, and it's obviously done him a lot of good. So I invite you to try this out as well. If you have any questions about this, there's a couple places where you can get questions answered from us. Number one, you can always send me an email at tom@veganbodyrevolution.com. You can also join the conversation over at Facebook. Go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution, and feel free to also comment on our blog at veganbodyrevolution.com. And if you haven't already, make sure you absolutely pick up your free copy of the Vegan Muscle Building Guide. Go to veganmusclebook.com. That's all for this episode, which has been quite a lot. I want to thank you so much for listening. My name is Thomas Tadlock from the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.